The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, what will be the greatest suffering of the faithful at the end of time? It will not be the wars or the plagues or the famines or the earthquakes. It will be the apparent destruction of the church, something akin to the temple not having one stone left upon another. The Catechism teaches that at the end of time, the church will go through a final trial, similar to our Lord's passion and death, where the church will appear to the world to be dead. And at that time, who will remain faithful? That's why our Lord said, "When I come in glory, will I find anyone left with faith?" Who will remain faithful? Who remained faithful from Good Friday until Easter Sunday? Who persevered during our Lord's passion and death? One person, the Blessed Virgin Mary. At the end of time, who will remain faithful? It will be those who are totally given over to the Mother of God. It will be those children of Mary, which God prefigured from the very beginning, when he said, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and hers." Interestingly, he does not say between my offspring and your offspring. Your offspring and hers, because she bears my children. That's the battle. And so it is always, through the passing of the ages, the most faithful, always, are those closest to Our Lady. And that will forever be true, as Scripture reveals, as the Church has always taught, as the saints have understood. I had a lady come to me recently, and I close with this. She had heard a homily I gave to the school children where I mentioned the Ouija board and the dangers of it. And she came to see me because she had played with the Ouija board numerous times. And she said, "Father, I'm sitting here before you for that reason, but also in the last month I've had two horrendous dreams." And she said, "Really, they were nightmares, but I'm not even sure if I was dreaming." She said, there was a demon in my chest. And I was fighting it inside of me, and it was tearing at my chest. And she said, "Then I would wake up, but the scary thing was there was chest pain after that." She said, "Father, I don't know if I'm going crazy." I said, "You know, have you dabbled in other occult practices?" She said, "Yes, psychics, tarot cards, you know, you name it." I go, "Okay." And I asked her, "Have you ever had things like this happen before? Any manifestations, any other nightmares?" She says, "Never." I said, "Are you doing anything differently in the last month of your life than you were doing beforehand?" She said, "Yes, I'm consecrating myself to the Mother of God to live entirely for Jesus." I go, "Okay, Our Lady is coming to set you free. The exorcism that I was allowed to witness, the day the man was delivered, what had happened the day before after seven sessions, He had done the consecration to Our Lady on October 7th, the Victory of the Rosary. The next day he was set free. May we be ever more given to Our Lady. Amen.